talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Big vote imminent today or tomorrow. Probably today, but maybe tomorrow. Chuck Schumer is going to present the Freedom to Vote Act to the Senate. Freedom to Vote Act. What is the Freedom to Vote Act? This is, in my view, probably the most important piece of legislation pending in the Congress or pending for a long time. What this does is cleans up the attempts by 19 states to restrict elections, make it difficult to vote, threaten people with felony prosecutions for voting, threaten people with criminal prosecutions for technical violations and mistakes at the voting polls. And then that's on the front end, you know, getting rid of absentee voting without a doctor's excuse, long lines, voting machines that break down, no drop boxes, that kind of stuff. And then after they've made it difficult, if a Democrat wins anyway, on the back end, they will have the state legislatures count the votes. In other words, they will have the state legislatures take the place of the secretaries of state, take the place of elections board. And these are gerrymandered legislatures. It would be like Voss appointing Gabelman to count the votes. It'd be like Cruz counting the votes, Josh Hawley counting the votes. And I've said in the first hour, and I'm saying it in the second hour again, Stalin's dictum, Joseph Stalin, one of the greatest mass murderers in history, said once, does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Well, SB 1 and HR 1 originally was going to clear up much of this and is also going to get rid of gerrymandering. Manchin said he wouldn't vote for it. Not only wouldn't he vote to suspend the filibuster, he wouldn't vote for it. Joe Manchin from West Virginia. They pleaded with him. They argued with him. We have a 50-50 majority. How is that possible? Because Kamala Harris, the vice president, steps in to break a tie. But if you don't have Manchin and he votes for the Republicans, they have 51. She never even comes into it. It's then 51-49. So he holds the veto pen. Manchin. Nobody told West Virginia they could have a veto pen. Nobody gave that right to him, but he's doing it. And he whittled it down, and he whittled it down. One thing to remember is that Manchin gets most of his money, the big dollars, from oil companies and gas companies. He gets them. I mean, he wouldn't be elected if he couldn't afford to go on TV, and he can't afford to go on TV if he doesn't have the money to pay for it, and that comes from these donors. Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona, who's another one doing this stuff, getting an awful lot of money from Republican PACs, Republicans, and they, to a great extent, control what they do. Anyway, so Schumer negotiated, Angus King of Maine, an independent who votes for the Democrats, negotiated with Manchin, and they came up with a watered-down version of the Voting Rights Act. It's now called the Freedom to Vote Act. It does not get rid of gerrymandering because Manchin wouldn't approve of that. But it does do a bunch of things. It allows for two-week early voting, absentee voting, cleans up the thing on drop boxes, and it also protects nonpartisan workers at the polls from interference by the partisan observers. In Texas now, they have a law. You could effectively have the equivalent of Cruz and Voss at the polls threatening poll workers, threatening old ladies who are telling people which machine to go over to. And if those old ladies, quote, interfered with the line of sight, end quote, by a partisan poll worker, it's a felony. They'd be afraid to get up out of their chair. They'd shrink down in their chair. This is what's going on. You know what Manchin said? He said, well, I don't want to federalize voting laws. I don't want to federalize voting laws. So did Mitt Romney. So this is going to go to the Senate today or tomorrow. And Moscow Mitch says he's filibustering it, and every Republican is opposed to it. And they get up and they say, we don't want to federalize voting laws, because these voting laws will help them get reelected. All Manchin, Sinema do have to agree with the other 48 Democratic votes and say, we will suspend the filibuster for this one vote. Moscow Mitch did it for Trump's cabinet appointments and Supreme Court appointments. So apparently it's okay to do it. We'll do it on one, this one only. We'll stay with the filibuster, this one only. They will not do it. This is a charade. They will go there. It will get 50 Democratic votes, 50 Republican votes. This watered down Freedom to Vote Act. Moscow Mitch will filibuster. Manchin will say, too bad, so sad. He's a crafty sort. He knows that he's just going through the motions. He knows this is going nowhere. It's disgusting. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Taking my call. Thanks for keeping people informed. Manchin, I don't know what he is anymore. Don't understand the man. But the least thing you can ask for in this country, I mean, for God's sake, they didn't put gerrymandering in this bill, but you ask for free elections. That's all you're asking for, anybody, really. And Democrats and Republicans should all be on board for this. Because if you don't have free and fair elections, which you're not going to have, the Republicans took care of that in Texas and several other states, it's in the works. It's just a sad day for the United States. And I said yesterday, Manchin will go down as the worst senator probably in maybe even in the history of the United States. I don't know, but it'll be bad. And there's no way the man could get reelected. I don't know how. I don't know what he's holding out for. I just have even Mitt Romney. For the love of God, I don't have the words for this, but you will end democracy without this, because the Republican Party, and who I think have lost their way, will effectively gerrymander the country. And even if you go out to vote, the legislative branch down in Texas, my understanding is, will count the votes. So where is that going? You know, if this shoe was on the other foot, Mitch McConnell would pass this. It would go through.
Right.
So I just get beside myself with this stuff, and I'm just going to hang up today. I just, this stuff really bugs me. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
Okay. Well, listen, cheer up, because remember something. We are the greatest country that ever existed. We're the greatest constitution. We're the greatest freedoms of individual freedoms and privacy from interference by the government. And as a result, we're a prosperous country, but that's not the basis of our greatness. The basis of our greatness is our freedom, period. That's end of story. It's our freedom. Manchin is simply a guy who gets money from Republican donors who do not want free elections. They don't want them free elections. Because a free election, people might get in there and might do something that they don't agree with on taxes or this, that, or the regulations or this, that, and the other thing. So what do we do? What do we do? I personally think that Manchin is going to get defeated the next time. He won by 3% last time. He's held on by the skin of his teeth. He is destroying his base. This legislation, the original one, the one that got rid of gerrymandering, had 60 or 70% approval in West Virginia, even among Republicans. Even among Republicans. Even among Republicans. And what happens? Well, he's making a bet that he'll get money so he can be on TV and people will forget. They're not going to forget. I'm not going to forget. And you aren't going to forget either. This guy could have voted to suspend the filibuster for one bill. He would have had to drag Sinema along with him. Sinema, Google it, and I'm not kidding, back, you know, 5-6 years ago, was to the left of the Democratic Party. She was almost squad-like. All she could talk about is tax the rich have too much, let's have equality. Suddenly she gets in. She likes being a senator. They all like being senators because they're treated like royalty. They're like aristocrats. They walk down the hall. Everybody cowers. Oh, it's a senator. All they have to do is raise their pinky, senatorial privilege, and shut things down. And everybody pretend they're polite to him. They suck up to him. And they don't want to lose that. If Manchin goes back to West Virginia, they'll say, hey, Jack, go to work. Do something. Sinema, they'll go back and say, hey, what are you good for? You better go back to work somewhere. They don't want to work. They're lazy, extremely lazy. And they love being sucked up to and kissed up to. But here's the deal. All of these negotiations with Manchin are ridiculous if he won't vote to suspend the filibuster for the one vote. The reconciliation, you only need 50 votes. But this one, you need 60 under the present rules, which is wrong. It's a misreading. It's a misreading of the Constitution. It's a misreading of prior history on the filibuster. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.